Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure as always. You're going to be glad you stayed with me because we got our good friends Pierce and Jane Howard back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Jane and Pierce are our husband and wife team. They're the co-authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. Pierce is the Dr. Pierce Howard is the author of The Owner's Manual for the Brain, which is a very important book now out in its at least third edition. That's the one I have anyway. And they're here to talk to us about one of the things that we've talked about for a long time here, and it's a very important topic, and that's the five-factor traits, the five traits of our personality, and especially what we need to know about those in a tough economy. Jane Howard, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's glad to be here.
It's good to have you back. Hi, Pierce. How are you doing?
Good morning, sir. Pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you guys, both of you, back. And I don't know if you've noticed it, but we got this. They tell me we got this recession going on, Jane. What do you think? You guys hearing anything about that over in Charlotte?
We're having a little bit of discussion about that in Charlotte, since we used to be the second largest banking center in the country.
Used to be. What is now, Dubuque, Iowa, or something?
Yeah, our unemployment in Charlotte is running over 10% now.
Is that right?
It used to be one of the smallest in the state when we were hit with a recession.
But because of the banking, the financial part is...
There are a couple of industries that have been particularly hard hit in Charlotte. One is banking and the other one is automotive parts.
Oh, yeah.
And those are both big in Charlotte.
Until recently, Charlotte was one of the bright spots in the country, wasn't it?
Yeah.
From terms of a local economy.
Still bright, but a little cloudy.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jane.
We have good news in our paper this morning, indicating that GMAC is coming in with a lot of jobs that might help some of our displaced bankers. So we're hoping that might take away some of that unemployment strain.
Well, one of the things that we wanted to talk about this morning was how knowledge of our traits can help us during economic hard times.
Well, exactly. And before you get into that, what I wanted to do is, folks, if you haven't heard Pierce and Jane on the show before, they study what's called the five-factor model, and there's five factors of our personality, and we all have some level of all five of those, but we're high in one particular factor and low in another particular factor, and the combination of where we are on those five continuums, Jane, basically creates our personality, doesn't it?
It does, Jim.
Did I say that right?
You did very well. Everybody has a little bit of each in different categories. So,
the other thing, Jane, that you guys have taught me, I think, if I remember correctly, is that once your personality is established, it ain't going to change much.
That's right. And a great portion of it is contributed by your genes.
Yep.
What you inherit from your parents and your grandparents.
So Pierce, back to you now. I interrupted you a second ago. I just wanted to bring everybody up to date. Talk to us about what we need to know about the five-factor personality profile in an economy like this. What does this economy have to do with anything?
Well, for example, particularly in a small business, Jim, when you let one person go in a 6-to-10-person company, the probability is that the remaining people are going to take on some of that work. That may mean that, for example, a person who does creative work like me is going to have to take on some repetitive, non-creative work that the person we let go used to do.
You might have to go back to sweeping the floor, which you did originally.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway,
because, you know, when companies grow, they divide up the labor, and people wear fewer hats as the company grows. Mm-hmm. But when you shrink, you start wearing those hats again, and that's not always pleasing. So, for example, one of the things that I'm doing, our company experienced what everybody else has, a 40% decrease over last year, and so we had to let someone go. And one of the things that she did was to serve as the administrator of our online education.
Mm-hmm.
And it was delightful that she was doing all of that. Well, guess who's doing it now?
Right. The original guy who did it.
Yours truly.
The original person who did it, right? The
right.
one who trained her.
That's right. And so now I'm doing it, and, you know, the first stance is, this doesn't make me a happy camper. So how can I regard this in a way that's going to be more satisfying?
And I want to come back to that. That's a very good point to stop on as we take the break. We're going to come right back to that with our good friends Pierce and Jane Howard. Folks, if this doesn't hit everybody else out there between the eyes, I don't know what will. We're all experiencing the same kind of thing that Pierce and Jane are talking about. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back, 17 till. Little Steely Dan bringing us back there. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for checking us out and using what we have to your advantage. We built it just for you. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, you can see a sample while you're there of what it looks like, see what you're going to be getting. And we're kind of proud of that newsletter. We've worked hard to make it look as good and as interesting as it can be, and you'll get it every Sunday afternoon by email. Also, you check out my blog, which we post regularly to every week, and also my knowledge base, AskJim.biz. Articles, archives, Brain Trust members coming out your ears there. If you got 5 seconds or 15 minutes, we got something that will help you with your small business. Also, you can follow me on Twitter if you want, and that's twitter.com/JimBlassingame, all one word. Pierce Howard is our guest, and he and his lovely wife and partner in business, Jane Howard, are with us, and we're talking about personality at work. And Pierce, you know, as you were telling the story as we went to the break, you know, I thought about not only you, not only me, but basically all founders of a business. I mean, when we started out, we were the janitor, the accountant, and the receptionist, and the banker. Well, not maybe not the banker. Day one we were the banker, I guess, and the salesperson, and et cetera, et cetera. We did all those jobs in the beginning, didn't we?
That's right.
And then we grew a little bit, and we divided the work, as you say, as Adam Smith told us that we would. We did a little division of labor, and it was the right thing to do in those days when business picked up, because we needed to be doing the things that we were really good at, and let somebody else do things that they were really good at.
That's right. And one of the temptations when you have to retrench, when you have to let that one or two people go, is for the owner of the business to have all of the other people remaining take up the slack. That can be a mistake, however, because everybody needs to take a little bit of the weight from losing that person. But now, what do I do? For example, I've taken back over the administration of our online education program.
Right.
And I don't care for that kind of work. It's not creative. It's repetitive, boring. It's attention to detail. And that's not me. So how can I take on that task and not be resentful and counterproductive? And the best way, one way I can do that is to take it as a challenge to figure out ways to improve the efficiency of the process.
Mm-hmm.
And that will tap into my more creative side.
Try to be creative around in a job that maybe if somebody's just given the job wouldn't think about it being creative.
Yeah, it's not that I may make the task itself more creative, but I can be creative in redesigning the task and making it more efficient.
How do we get that, Jane? How do we get that message, though? Because we are giving some of these jobs to other people, not just ourselves. How do we get them to embrace that idea? And what do we need to know about their personality to get them to do that?
Well, you're exactly right, Jim. We need to start with their personality so that as we are dividing up those tasks of the people that have left, we're thinking what is most natural for the people remaining. And so by knowing their personality, we're better able to say, okay, this person is more comfortable meeting the public. This person's more comfortable on the phone. This person's more comfortable being up front. And by knowing that, we're able to give them something that's not quite as taxing for them.
Right.
One tendency, too, as we begin to come out of the recession and as we feel like we've got a little more cash and we can hire some people again, the tendency is going to be to look out in the job market, and there are lots of people who are willing to take anything,
right,
anything, just to be able to bring home a paycheck. And so this is the time when we really need to be more selective about who we want to bring on, so that perhaps if the person we had before wasn't really a good fit for the job, the next time around we can really get somebody who's ideal for it.
Right. So you're saying that one of the, you know, if you want to look at it this way, there is an opportunity to, now that we know more about how to hire the right person, put the right personality put the round peg in the round hole, there may be, there's an opportunity to do a little better job this time.
That's right.
Yeah.
A good example is you may have had somebody in a stressful job that didn't handle stress very well.
Right.
And there are plenty of people out there who do handle stress well. So second time around, you look for that person who handles stress well.
So as a company is thinking about shedding one or two people because of the economy, as you say, what do we do? How do we choose those people? You know, I wrote a blog post recently and said that you know, in the 21st century, seniority cannot trump performance. But I mean, you know, what do we do? Do we look across all the jobs that we have and realize maybe that maybe personality trumps all the others? What do you think, Jane? Is that possible? Do I let personality trump seniority?
We did. I think you have to consider the personalities. Plus, you have to consider the job set, what the person knows, what they've learned to do in their job. The person that we let go was someone who had not kept skills current,
right,
who had not wanted to learn something new, who had not mm-hmm. been willing to change and embrace a lot of the new technology.
And even if she had been or he had been a senior employee, you still would have made the same choice.
And she was a senior employee.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, there you go, folks. Pierce, Jane, Howard, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Tintail, folks, more to come after these messages. Very good stuff. When we come back, I want to ask them about the owner and the owner's ego. How do we deal with that? Stand by. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. The Small Business Advocate, Pierce and Jane Howard, are our guests. They're the authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a book that you need to have in your business, not on your bookshelf, but on your desk. You will learn so much about the people you work with, the people you serve, yourself. You'll learn an awful lot about yourself. And it's all good, too, by the way. It's all good stuff. It'll help you understand why people do what they do and why, regardless of how you push them in one direction, if they're not wired that way, they're not going to go. And if they go, there's going to be blood. There's going to be a casualty list. Somebody's going to be unhappy. And if you try to make them do that, you know, you're just being unproductive. And so if you know what the personalities are like, and your personality, their personality, you won't put a square peg in a round hole. And that's what this book is all about. Jane, how did I do?
You did great. I'm going to can that one.
Well, I'll tell you, I believe this, folks. I mean, Pearson, Jane and I have been talking about this for a long time, and I've had a few aha moments in my life. And this book has been one of my aha moments. And it really makes a difference. And Jane, tell us how we can find it, please.
You can go to our website, www.centacs.com. That's C-E-N-T-A-C-S. Or you can go to Amazon or your local bookseller.
So check it out, folks. It's called The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. It's not a big book, but it's written in plain English, and you need to check it out. And, of course, all the other things you guys offer, many things that you offer on your website to help them make sure that they hire, find the right people. Pierce, if we went to the break, I was talking about the issue of the owners, the layoff, the one who has to do the laying off, that person's ego. What do we need to know about our personality? Because a lot of times we wait too long to cut staff, because for a couple of reasons, loyalty, and also from a standpoint of our ego, it hurts our feelings on many levels to let someone go.
Right, and one of the ways of doing that is to diffuse the responsibility a little bit. If we rely exclusively on ourselves, for many of us, it becomes less likely we'll make that tough decision.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a leadership team process, if you've got your accountant and et cetera, if there are one or two or three key people that you can share the numbers with and how those numbers stack up against strategy and opportunity, then it becomes a little bit less me and more we.
Mm-hmm.
And another.
So you're saying share the anguish.
Share the anguish.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the spotlight is more diffused. But another thing that some people are doing is, rather than making that tough decision to let that one person go, some are reducing everybody, including self,
mm-hmm.
And trying to keep everybody on, and using economic hard times as a way of trying to gain share. I mean, there are many people who've written on the subject that economic downturns are the best time to gain share.
Yeah.
If you've got the resources to do it.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, Jane, thousands if not millions of small business owners across America, maybe around the world, haven't taken a paycheck in a while. Their employees have been paid, but they may not have been paid.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's just the way it works, isn't it?
We've been there and done that.
Yeah, we all have. And if you're true to your vision, that's what you do. And so
it's only so long you can do it.
That's exactly right. But my point is you know, I like to remind people that if you see a small business owner lay somebody off, the truth is they probably laid themselves off first. They just kept showing up for work.
That's right.
Jane, last thoughts. We got about a minute.
Take time in choosing the person. Think through all the implications for the business, and if you have to make the cut, do so quickly and try to explain your reasoning to the other people who are remaining behind.
Well said. Pierce?
This is economic downturns are the time to explore what you're not accustomed to doing. You and I were talking earlier about Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
During these hard times, I've gotten involved with LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and learning to use their potential, which to me is a productive way of having a little extra time.
Right. Well said. Syntax, CENTACS.com, right, Jane?
That's it.
The book is called The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work by Dr. Pierce Howard and Jane Howard, and check those out when you get a chance. Hey, Jane and Pierce, thank you so much for being here, both of you. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
See you guys later.
Thank you.
Yeah. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.